Good morning. 9.03 a.m. on Friday the 20th of July 2018. Yeah, 9.08. I got up this morning, my phone was dead. It had, I plugged it in, but for some reason it did not charge. I may not have plugged it in far enough, or there may be something wrong with the cord, or whatever. But, so I got up. I got up late. It was already after 6. And I had to wait for the phone to charge. So, as a result, I'm out, and it's already too hot. Official temperature in Greeley is only like 70. But the actual temperature is closer to 76. It's pushing 80 already, and will be probably by the time I get back, will be 80. But we have AC. We have air conditioning in the house. It took most of the day yesterday, a lot of banging, a lot of thumping, a lot of crashing. More. And then a couple hours of testing, running up and down the stairs. Now, it was not a day that was conducive to ponderation and clear thought. So the phone, I had to do 2 more reviews for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. If the two, the each story goes out to 2 judges, and if the 2 judges don't agree, they send it to a 3rd judge. And there were apparently a lot of them. Morning. 2 cars and a bicyclist. Bicyclist all at this one intersection. So there were apparently a lot of them. And some of them were mine because I'm a very hard grader. I grade with the philosophy of pull no punches. And apparently I was paired with somebody who loved everything. I was not that guy. So I was given 3 to review as a third reviewer, third scoring judge. And then this morning I got another one. I did the 3rd one of the first 3, and I'll do this 3rd one, 4th one later. It's been interesting. One of the first 2 that I rescored was really quite good. Following the scoring rubric, it worked very well. I've had some where following the scoring rubric would have given it a higher score. Now, let me rephrase that. Following the scoring rubric gave it a higher score than I thought it deserved. Not this year, actually. This year has gone pretty well. Last year I had 2 where the rubric, if I go by the rubric, what am I supposed to judge on? These factors relating to this idea. And these are the books that are technically good, but the story is really flat. The story isn't really up to snuff. You can spell all the words right, you can use all the grammar correctly, you could do all the things, you can even have a story arc, you can even have a decent plot, or let me rephrase that, you can even have a plot that hangs together and have the story be... These aren't bad stories. They're just flat. A can of soda that's left on the desk opened for a few hours. It's not terrible, but... It's not a winner. And as a judge, my job is to find the winners. And to offer feedback, constructive feedback on why this one, you know, why did I give for them a 4, which is just barely average, compared to a 6, which is only one step down from the top score, which is 7. So the scores run from 2 to 7. 4 is considered average for a contest. 3 has problems. 2 is... I don't think so. The thing is, if you give somebody a 2, you really owe them to say why. If you give them a 7, you really owe them to say why. I go with, okay, I gave you a 5 because this. I gave you a 4 because that. Give you a 7 because this piece of your narrative was actually pretty good. So that took about an hour this morning to do that one. I still got one more to go. And it's good. These actually help me because it inspires me to get back into my own work and say, okay, we can do this, we can do this. Seeing it in other people's work makes me go back and make sure that I'm not doing it in my own, if nothing else. Yeah, this is hot. I'm not doing well here. Make an eastward turn. I'm glad the sun is behind a cloud. There's a big cloud deck up here that's going to... maybe it'll last long. Maybe it'll last long enough for me to get home. Only needs to hold up for about another 10 minutes and I'll be good. So yeah, I I went to bed early last night. There was no reason to stay up because the upstairs was nice and cool. I wasn't totally... Oh, get ready, sit with me. Come on, post. I hadn't gotten down to where the air conditioner was set at because the air conditioner had to try to make up for almost a whole day's worth of heat before it could get down to where it needed to be. But it was still a lot cooler than it had been the last few weeks. So, yeah, I went to bed, crashed hard around 9:30, and then slept until 6. I woke up at 1, I woke up at 3, but I just said, no, this isn't going to happen. I just rolled over and went back to sleep. Good morning.
Good morning. Finally getting to it.
That's a job, huh? The spruce trees there on the corner. She's out there with a long-handled dustpan and a broom, sweeping them off the sidewalk. Broom is almost taller than she is. So I need to spend some time today. Today is going to be, I'm going to make a grocery run too. Shoot. I need to spend some time today doing a free write. Just writing everything I know about the story. And once I get the free write out of the way, then I can go back and see what kind of structure I can put on the story that I think I'm going to tell. Along reading a paperback, seeing her a couple times. Kill Baxter. I'm actually in the shade. It's actually pretty cool in the shade, but there's zero air moving here. There's nothing. There isn't a breath. Ah, there's so many possibilities in this new story. I've gotta narrow them down a little bit. I'd really like to have at least the outline done before Karen throws that other book back at me and I publish Home Run. There's some graphics work that has to be done. I was going to do fire. Shoot. I was going to get fire formatted and put up to CreateSpace. hunched over, stooped over like an old man. Stand up, stupid, stand up. Okay. And as making the turn to the north here beside the park, the sun is breaking out. It's still not totally clear yet, but I do have a shadow now. I'm looking out over this this wild field here. The trees keep encroaching just a little bit more and a little bit more. What was a lush carpet of green a month ago is now already turning brown all the way to the bushes on the far side. There's still a lot of green, don't get me wrong, but summer is getting to be over. Wow, look at the poppies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 blossoms on it. Wow, that's a lot of blossoms. All at once. It's a cool looking plant. It really is a cool looking plant. I'm not going to get anywhere near it without a pair of gloves and perhaps tongs. Last street. Here we are. At the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.